This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As Colorado lawmakers talk about housing during this session, that will include the idea of rent control, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Back in 1981, the state legislature banned Colorado cities from setting limits on how much private landlords could charge for rent. 42 years later, some Democrats want to restore the power of rent control to cities. 23 members of the legislature have already signed on to a bill to do so. Governor Jared Polis has not supported rent control in the past, and his office said he's skeptical that this bill will help the housing crisis. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado is joining the U.S. Department of Justice in suing Google over online advertising. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
Google has imposed restrictions that unfairly undermine the ability for other companies to compete. That's according to a multi-state lawsuit that Colorado joins. The multi-billion dollar company has dominated the online business sector for more than 15 years by controlling the largest advertising exchange ever, where ads are bought and sold online. Google faces a second lawsuit alleging it monopolizes payments for app purchases on Android devices. A trial for the advertising suit is set for September. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is back from a congressional trip to the Middle East. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports one aspect of the visit could affect the Rocky Mountain West.
The trip wasn't just about regional peace and stability. Bennett and the other senators also learned about how countries in the arid region are dealing with scarcity of water. Bennett says countries like Israel are using new technology from desalinization to drip irrigation.
We hope to learn a lot about the work that's being done to try to deal with drought and deal with the shortage of water in the region. We're facing many of the similar challenges.
However, Bennett added, technology alone won't solve the problem of the Colorado River drought. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org.